Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the green today. We were 4 cents higher in corn. December corn up four at 373¾. Soybeans, the August, of course, as they wind down trading, quite sporadic today, had about a 45-cent range. And they're going to close down, double-digit down. But November down, up 9 cents at 10.55¾. Really was a positive today. And then wheat futures up 2 to 3 cents in Kansas City and up 5 to 8 cents in Chicago wheat. So an overall green day for the grain complex. The two-week forecast for the Midwest remains mostly favorable. We've got the normal temps and normal rainfall really for the next 2 weeks. We go out a little bit further to the 11 to 15 day, calls for warmer temperatures and below normal rainfall. But as the crop production season and the growing season kind of winds down, we haven't had any issues up to this point. The next thing that will be talked about is how early the freeze will be or how early the first frost will be, and if there's any threat at that point in the growing season. We've also got the continued situation in Eastern Europe between Russia and the Ukraine. At this point, it doesn't look like there's any real threat to the wheat export market or the wheat production in that region. But that's going to be a continued thing until that issue is resolved.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Wheat export sales were 338,700 metric tons for the 14-15 marketing year. That was below the low end of the range. We were looking for 450 to 650. If you look at the corn for 13-14, 117,100. And for the 14-15 crop year, 787,000. We're looking for anywhere between 500 to 700. Some people say that was kind of a neutral number. For soybeans, exports for old crop were at 61,400. Now for new crop, just over a million metric tons at 1.08 for the 14-15. The guesses were right in that range, about 850 to 1.05. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., we're going to have the NOPA crush report for soybeans. The July crush guess is 115.8 million bushels. Last month, we're at 118.7. If it comes out as estimated at 115.8, that'd be the lowest crush number since July of 2004. Several factors. One, there's not enough beans to go around. That's one of the factors. And then, of course, the price being kind of high has also limited the crush numbers. And that is, again, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle up 80 at 147.35, December up 90 at 149.65, September feeder cattle down 50 at 213.05, October down 32 at 212.37, October lean hogs down 215 at 95.25, and December down 45 at 87.75. September Kansas City wheat up 4 at 608, December up 4 at 623 and a quarter. September Chicago Chicago wheat up 9 1/4 at 537 1/4. September corn up 4 at 362. December up 3 3/4 at 373 1/2. September soybeans up 18 3/4 at 1098 1/4. And November up 9 1/4 at 1056. October cotton down 13 at 63.89, and December down 5 at 64.67. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.